Okay, let's take item 974.
Should we read the titles of those that are 972 and 973? So we can reschedule them?
972 and 973 are rescheduled for next week.
We didn't read the titles, is that?
Want to read them? You don't have to read them. I'll just reschedule them for next week, and then 974 we can act on.
Actually, those are rescheduled to October 1st. They're emergencies.
Okay.
Okay. 974, amend intergovernmental agreement with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in the amount of $62,577 to collect and analyze data from the Tryon Creek Basin and other watersheds.
Second reading, roll call.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. 975.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with Oregon State University in an amount not to exceed $11,500 to process and analyze data from Portland watersheds.
Roll call, please.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. 976.
Authorize contracts with Brown and Caldwell, Inc., Kennedy Jenks Consultants, Inc., and Murray Smith and Associates, Inc. for professional engineering services to continue the sewer rehabilitation program, project number E10031, Phase 2 pipeline rehabilitation, E10500, Phase 3 pipe rehabilitation, and E10576, large diameter sewer rehabilitation, for a total of $9 million.
Second reading, roll call.
Fritz?
Commissioner Fish, thank you for your extensive presentation and for the minority and women participation in these contracts. Aye.
Fish?
Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. And I want to thank my team. I think the way they have worked up the PowerPoints are also particularly helpful. And I hope that actually becomes a uniform requirement, because it's, I think, easier for us to track and then ask questions about where we fall short, which frequently happens for reasons the mayor explained recently about just a shortage of qualified firms in certain professions, like engineering and the like. So, aye.
Hales?
Yeah, it was a good, very good quality of public information, and I think it helped us as well. So that was well done. Thank you. Aye. 977.
Authorize a contract and provide payment for the construction phase of the well site improvements project at an estimated cost of $750,000.
Second reading, roll call.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Just have to say, I'm reading a book called The Deep Economy, and it's giving me nightmares as I read it, because it's this ominous book by a guy named Bill McKibben about what happens as we continue to exploit natural resources, contaminate our water supply, and degrade the environment. And all around the country, well sites are drying up or becoming contaminated. And we are blessed to have two supplies of water that are plentiful. One is the Bull Run, which has, in an optimum time, almost 19 billion gallons of pristine water in reserve. And the other is our well water capacity, which can generate, if needed, an extra 100 million gallons a day. So we have these two extraordinary resources, and it is incumbent on us to maintain them and invest in them for future generations. That's what we're proposing to do here, and I'm pleased to vote aye.
Hales?
Time of year when we remember that we do occasionally need a well field. Aye.